And welcome in to Board Check. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us on this special holiday edition. I kind of want to do things a little early today so that you guys have plenty of time to listen to us and plenty of time to spend with your family and eat all that amazing food. Because I can already smell it around here and it smells pretty good. On tap today, as always, we will be talking top NHL stories, we will talk some Atlanta Gladiators, and then we will be on our merry way so that you can be on your merry way. Let's start with some NHL news. Now, the Devils had quite a blow as Kyle Palmieri is going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a broken right foot. He was trying to block a shot. Matt Dumba from the Wild uncorked one, and you know that tends to happen with players who dive in front of pucks. I like those style of players. They are definitely ones that I will always have a special place for as the type of players I like. Brian Boyle said that's just part of the game. It's a big loss, but you know it's just part of it. The Devils are actually having a pretty good season so far at 12-5-3, and that's while missing Marcus Johansson and Mirko Muller, who had the crazy collarbone thing happen. But they're tied with Columbus at 13-7-1, and you hockey people know how to do the math and make sure that checks out. It does. I've already done it. But in the Metropolitan Division, they're loads ahead of everybody else. We'll get into the standings here in a minute. I think they're going to be okay. It's just, missing somebody like Kyle Palmieri for 4 to 6 weeks, it'll hurt them. But I think they'll be able to hang in there, and they shouldn't need to make any kind of special trade or nothing like that. I think they'll be okay. They got some good farm guys. I think one of those will get an opportunity. I don't know if you guys have seen the Buffalo Sabres 2018 Winter Classic uniforms. They look kind of cool. They just kind of brightened up the normal white with blue trim logos that they had. And, you know, I don't have a problem with them. They are playing against the Rangers. It's a January 1st game at Citi Field, the home of my New York Mets. God help us, somebody from the state winning that particular building. I guess we're at least not the Braves, but, you know, that is what it is, and that's a baseball topic, so we'll keep that one off. But, no, I like it a little bit. It does combine some of the older things from the Sabres' repertoire of jerseys and some of the newer concepts as well. And if you want a chance to get a chance to look at it, you can go to NHL.com. Just search Sabres 2018 Winter Classic, and you should be able to see that. It's all right. Pretty good, I guess. I guess all right and pretty good are about the same, at least to me. It's good to see the Predators have put it all back together and they're starting to make another big run. Look out, everybody else, because those guys, they really put a mark on everybody last year. And what's kind of a weird thing for some, but not so much for most. The Calgary Flames, who signed Jaromir Jagr, who's playing in his final season, I believe he's announced. This is his 24th. He said it's likely his last, but he doesn't need a farewell tour. And he appreciates that the Flames would offer such a thing and stuff like that. You know, he did have the final goal in their 4-1 victory against the Capitals just the other day. He just wants to play everything for the next game and, you know, go on from there. Jagr's not that kind of player. We all know that. I mean, right now he's playing with Mark Jankowski and Sam Bennett on the third line. He's enjoying it. It's doing a lot for these young players. And, you know, I can respect him for saying it's not really his thing. Some quick Jagr numbers for you. He is third all-time with 766 goals behind Gretzky, who has 894, and Gordie Howe, who has 801. I'd be willing to bet if this is his last year, he's not going to catch Gordie. He's definitely not catching Wayne. He's second in points with 1,920, which is behind Gretzky, who has almost 1,000 more. And even he said, when he signed with the Flames, he knew that this was he was going to take on a smaller role, and that he's just here to keep playing the game he loves. So, you know, shout out to you and more power to you, Jágr. Hope it all works out for you. Malkin is not going to play in the next game or so, including the one against the Canucks. For the Penguins, he has an upper body injury. He sustained it sometime on Saturday versus the Blackhawks. And supposed to be reevaluated sometime tomorrow to see if he might play Friday versus the Bruins or Saturday versus the Lightning. Sure, Sid the Wiz. Remember, I don't call him Sid the Kid anymore. He's older than that. Sid the Wiz is the best player on their team, but Malkin is also part of that glue. And not having him in the lineup even for a couple games will make them play a different style. Maybe Sid steps up. I don't know how he can step up much more than being one of the best players in the game, but maybe he steps up and tries to lead more of the team, or he plays more minutes to make up for Malkin not being in there. But that's a pretty significant loss, even just with a couple games for the Penguins. I want to talk a little bit about the Oilers. The Oilers are not having the world's best year. And sure, it's early. A lot of people are already saying that if they can't put it together pretty soon, then maybe their season is all but done. And that's hard to say in November. I mean, we've barely been playing for a little over almost 2 months now. It's pretty crazy. In fact, let's go ahead and pull up those standings. And there they are. Internet being a little slow today. I think, you know, I was on the phone with somebody earlier who was having computer problems. Maybe it's just a big thing. Let's go over the standings real quick. By real quick, there we go. In the East, in the Metropolitan Division, I told you that Columbus and New Jersey are tied. They are. Followed by Pittsburgh. The New York Islanders, who have put together some pretty solid things. The Capitals are breathing down their neck. Carolina and the Rangers. And Philadelphia is technically only 7 points out of first. And they're currently at the bottom of the division. Saw a game earlier, replay of one of their games. They're still doing some good stuff. They're just, the wins haven't quite dropped in the way they needed them to. They've had some goalie issues, and it's not just giving up goals. It's keeping them healthy, and there's been a lot of other teams have that problem too. When you look at the Atlantic, you got Tampa Bay out to a 4-point lead over Toronto, who's got a 5-point lead over Detroit, and then closely Ottawa, Boston. Finishing out with Montreal, Florida, and Buffalo. Buffalo is actually 18 points back from Tampa. And Florida and Montreal are not that much further up. That tells you a lot right there. Now, let's go to the West. In the West, you got the St. Louis Blues, who are leading the Central. They have 33 points. Winnipeg is behind, 5 behind them with 27. Closely by Nashville, Dallas, Chicago, and Colorado, Minnesota tied at the bottom, but they are only, well, they're 12 points out. They've, you know, it's not time to call anything. It's way too early for that kind of thing. That's why I don't understand the thing about the Oilers. I mean, to be fair, the Oilers aren't the worst team in the league. They're tied with Florida for third from the end, but that's a whole different thing. And then to round out the Pacific, you got the somehow red-hot Los Angeles Kings. It's amazing what happens when it all falls together, or when a plan comes together. They're leading with 26 points. Right behind is Vegas with 25, Calgary with 24. Jágr making a difference, a little bit of a difference there. I think the leadership is there is what part of that is. Anaheim and Vancouver right behind them. San Jose right behind them. Honestly, from San Jose all the way up to Los Angeles. San Jose being in sixth place. They're only 5 points behind. The pack division over there is going to be packed and stacked, and it's going to be fun. And then 5 points behind San Jose is Edmonton, and then three behind them is Arizona. I don't want to get started on them again. So let's just say, Edmonton's, they're doing some good things, and they're not being able to put wins on the board, and that's ultimately what is really biting them right now. I mean, if you look, Connor McDavid's got 26 points, has 10 goals, and 16 assists for him. It's not bad. Right, Nugent Hopkins, the Nuge, has got 17. Draisaitl has 16. Alain Lucic with 13. And Patrick Maroon with 12. And then after that, it kind of feathers out. And, you know, they're not up there with a lot of the other ones. I wonder if the Oilers still like some of the trades they've done in recent years. They held on to McDavid and Nugent Hopkins. I definitely understood that. But letting go of some of the other guys, maybe they're starting to get them. Yeah, Cam Talbot, though, who's played in 19 games. He started all 19 games he's played in. And at 7-10, he's given up a little over 3 goals a game. Now I know Cam Talbot. Cam Talbot played for the Rangers. I follow the Rangers pretty closely. They're the team that brought me to hockey, so a lot of you guys know that. For those who don't, they are. Cam Talbot's a good goalie. He's a good starter. The fact that he's given up 3.19 goals per game, I'll put 1.5 on him. I'll put the other 1.5 on the defense in front of him. Because if he's given decent support, then he is capable of winning, 40 or 50 games easy. Maybe more. Laurent Brossoit, I believe is how you say his name, is 0-2 in the 2 starts he's had. He's actually played in 5 games. But yeah, 7-10 and 1 for Cam Talbot, that's not Talbot-like numbers, and I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I saw part of their game the other day, and he was standing on his head, and he just wasn't getting the support up front. And, you can have all the offense in the world, but hockey's a sport that if you don't have a decent line of defense in front of the goalie, he's all on his own, and he can't do it on his own. But let's look at some of the point leaders real quick, and then we'll get into some Gladiator stuff. Your point leader right now is Steven Stamkos. Bet you guys have heard of him before. He has 35 total points, followed by Nikita Kucherov, Johnny Gaudreau, Jaden Schwartz, who is new to the scene for a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys don't know who Jaden Schwartz is. He plays for the Blues. He's good. Braden Schenn, also for the Blues. When you got two Lightning, a Flame, three Blues, and then finally you get to Connor David, because Tarasenko is sixth. That kind of tells you why some of these guys are running away with things. Your goal leader is Nikita Kucherov with 17, followed by John Tavares with 15. That's part of why the Islanders are doing well. You got Alex Ovechkin with 13. Mark Stone with 13 as well. Tarasenko, Sean Couturier. I know I'm saying that wrong. And Sean Monahan, Austin Matthews. Austin Matthews is doing okay, but he has no support up there. And, same thing with Evander Kane. It is what it is. Your assist leader is Steven Stamkos, who has 25 of his 35. That means he has 10 goals. Do the quick math for you guys. What's helping Jaden Schwartz is that he's got a plus 19 rating. That tells you where the Blues are at and where that line's at. That's an incredible line. Your goaltending leader, Sergei Bobrovsky, is keeping Columbus in this. He's given up just over 2 goals a game, 2.02. Wow. Martin Jones also has 2.11, keeping the Sharks around. Anton Khudobin has 2.17. Boston needs solid goaltending. We deal with that here in Atlanta, all the shuffles that keeps happening. And Corey Crawford with a 2.19. It's good to see Jimmy Howard still being able to put up good numbers, 2.34 to round out those. Save percentage is Anton Khudobin with a 935. Bobrovsky has a 933. So does Corey Crawford. And Vasilevsky is tearing it up for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Good for them. Total all wins. That's Vasilevsky again with 14. Bobrovsky with 12. Jake Allen. Haven't talked about Jake Allen, have we? Jake Allen holding down the pipes for the Blues. Frederick Anderson with 12 as well. And Hellebuyck with the Winnipeg Jets. Still not over that. But holding it down with 11. And P.K. Rene, Mike Smith, Braden Holtby, Matthew Murray all have 11 as well. Frederick Anderson for the Maple Leafs has 3 shutouts. And so does Devin Dubnyk. And a handful of other people have 2-1. But that rounds out your statistical leaders. You know, let's look, see if there's any big games coming up in the next couple days. Edmonton's got a big one tonight versus in Detroit. If they do want to try to make any kind of move, Detroit might be a team they might have a good matchup with. Boston will be in New Jersey to take on the Devils at 7 tonight. These are all Eastern times. That should be fun. That should be a little bit of a physical slugfest. Look forward to that one. Oh, not seeing any other big-time matchups, which is fine. Although, in Anaheim, the Golden Knights, that will be pretty good. That's 10:30 Eastern tonight. I'm going to try to catch that game, actually. As far as tomorrow, you got Pittsburgh-Boston at 1. Tampa Bay-Washington should be good. That's at 5. And San Jose will travel to Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. I've actually got some friends out there in Vegas right now. I've recommended they try to check out that game if they're in town. If they're not, no harm, no foul. Some big games coming up, some fun ones, if you guys wanted to try to check some of those out. Now let's talk about the Atlanta Gladiators. Now, just want to also talk about the Thanksgiving food drive, which is currently going on. You can bring canned goods or any non-perishable food items to the box office on the 23rd. Which, of course, would be tomorrow. You guys know that. And receive 4 premium tickets for our annual Thanksgiving game at the discounted rate of $11.50 per ticket. That's almost 50% per ticket. You can go to AtlantaGladiators.com to learn more. I wanted to make sure to mention that. That's a pretty good deal, and you're helping out the less fortunate, which is the best part of the deal. Now, things that have happened here recently in Atlanta. Just yesterday, we were able to sign defenseman Ryan Lannan to a standard professional contract. He is 34. He comes to Atlanta with 410 games of professional experience. He is from Grafton, Massachusetts. Spent a majority of his career in the AHL. He has 51 points in 318 games. He's played with the Penguins up in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. He's played with San Antonio, Houston, Lake Erie, and Worcester. All pretty good teams. He's a good defender who is called a stay-at-home defender in that he doesn't wander up too much. He plays back a lot more, which is something the Gladiators always look for. It's good to have, you know, offensive defensemen. It's good to have defensive defensemen. And to me, he's a definite defensive defenseman who still puts up some offensive numbers when possible. But it's hard to get one past him. So welcome, Mr. Landon. As far as upcoming games, we have one tomorrow night. That'd be Thanksgiving night at 7:05 at the Infinite Energy Arena. I've been assured that the lights should stay on for this one. Just saying. We're welcoming the Stingrays. Like I said, 7:05 puck drop on that one. The following day, of course, Friday, 7:30 puck drop will be in Jacksonville to take on the Icemen at the Veterans Memorial Arena. Shout out to all my friends in Jacksonville. You guys should go check that out. Say hello to the Gladiators, as I say hello to Jacksonville when you guys are here. Because then 2 days later, the 26th, a 2:05 puck drop, the Icemen will be in the Infinite Energy Center. Once again, I've been assured the lights should stay on for this one. And that's the upcoming schedule for now. Let's go over the standings first. Because our Gladiators have been doing pretty dang good. Nothing personal, but opposed to last year, this team seems to gel a lot more. And last year we had kind of a revolving door because of people getting called up and called down and some injuries and stuff like that. But I think the captain, Derek Nesbitt's got this team playing fantastic along with his new coaching staff. But, the Atlanta Gladiators have played 15 total games, which is tied with two other teams. Norfolk has played 16, and a handful of other people have played less. Right now, they have totaled a 8-win, 5-loss, and 1 overtime loss with a shootout loss to boot. That is good for 18 points. That is also good for 4th place in the division. We trail the Greenville Swamp Rabbits and the South Carolina Stingrays, which is why this matchup coming up is very important, by 2 points. And we are 7 out of 1st from the Florida Everblades. It's all right. Long season. We're still here. Now, as far as statistics for this year, I do want to go over some of the players because a lot of you guys have said, hey, listen to you talk about some of the players, but which are the ones that are scoring? Well, here you go. Right now, Phil Lane leads all scorers with 16 total points. That's 10 goals and 6 assists. He is the goal leader. Let's see. Technically, I want to make sure I get this right. Alex Gasek, I believe, Lindsey Sparks is our assist leader with 10. He has 12 total points. Angelo Maselli came over with 13 points. He currently has 13 points. He is yet to put a point on the board while here, but it's going to happen soon enough. Brady Vale came over with 11. He was actually able to put an assist on the board and get on the board for us, which we appreciate. Other big scores, like I said, Gasek, Sparks, Ben Marshall, Ben Danford, and Derek Nesbitt, Tanner Pond, all doing some fantastic stuff. Right now with Matt Ginn, who is going to miss a good handful of games. He got roughed up the other day a little bit. Ginner, hope you get better soon. But that gives us Sean Bonner, who is 2-0 so far for us. He's allowed 4 goals. That is a 2-goal per game average and a .947 save percentage. Dan Vladar, otherwise known as Darth Vladar, as I like to refer to him. I don't know how to say that in his native language, so I'm going to have to learn that. But he is 4-2 with the overtime loss. Overall, he has gave up 22 goals. That is good for a 3.1 goals against average. He had a bad game here or there. It wasn't him that had the bad game. A lot of shots went in that, goofy shots. So, those things are what they are. But need to come out and see some games. I just told you about some of the upcoming games. Ticket prices are very cheap. Not like super cheap, like they're giving them away. But no, these are some of the best values in the state. Need to go check them out. That's going to do it for me. Peace. appreciate everybody tuning in to this week's Vortech. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Gladiators. And only know how.